Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Although closed to the general public, the Mid-America Truck Show, opening tomorrow through Sunday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville, is a major event in the industry. A group that will be part of that again this year is the National Biodiesel Board.
We will have a presence. We've been there for several years. The trucking industry being one of the major industries that uses diesel fuel. And as you know, the U.S. government has said that we need to become more renewable, a greener fuel, a much cleaner burning fuel. So they have seen fit to mandate that 1 billion gallons of biodiesel be mixed with diesel fuel today. And we need to be visiting with our number one customer about this.
National Board member Bob Metz of South Dakota here recalls the challenge of change in the fuel industry, recalling some years ago the mandate away from high sulfur diesel, switching to lower content fuel.
That came at the same time that the government wanted to lessen our dependence upon foreign oil and instituted the renewable fuel standard, mandating the mixing of biodiesel and regular diesel.
Biodiesel production gets a small tax incentive to build up infrastructure to meet that change.
That's really what it's about. We saw that in the ethanol industry. Today, they have no tax incentives. They haven't had it for 3 to 4 years. The infrastructure has been built out, so at that time, you no longer need that help.
We'll be right back.
What do bacon and eggs have in common? Besides being staples on your breakfast plate, they're produced by poultry and livestock farmers that provide safe, healthy, and affordable food choices for you and your family, while also supporting our communities and our state. Kentucky's poultry and livestock sectors support nearly 33,000 jobs and help generate $5.2 billion in ag revenue, helping Kentucky farmers lead the way in providing safe and healthy food for you.
A message from Kentucky soybean farmers and our checkoff.
Bob Metz on the National Biodiesel Board says pure soy diesel makes up about 50 to 55% of biodiesel production today. That rate has no impact on food prices, but does utilize enough excess soy oil to keep farm prices from dragging.
It's just the excess oil that we have. As we crush soybeans, we get 11 pounds of oil out of every bushel, and many times that's the product that drags the market down.
So the board will keep soy diesel top of mind with the trucking industry, and he reminds all of us that we have a stake in this too.
95% of all of your food, your fiber, and your fuel is moved with a diesel engine, with those semis, railroads, ships that move feed and food around the world. So it does affect absolutely every American. 95% of all of that is moved with a diesel engine.
A profile on biodiesel. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.